Summer, the best time of the year, usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices. But what if there was another way? With IKEA, your summer plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. At IKEA, everyone can have lounge chair access. No reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, they have all of the essentials that you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Start planning a better summer with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like Eco Eye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
I am all in.
More, more, more. I wanna kiss you more. More, more, more. I wanna kiss you more.
I am all in with Scott Patterson, an iHeartRadio podcast.
Okay, everybody, here we are. And we have a very special guest coming up, Kim Kirk. She's a psychologist, a therapist, and she was on a prior episode. And, you know, I said to Amy, I said, we got to get Kim back on to talk about this Paris thing because, I was having some issues with Paris and I've worked them out now. But Kim's going to come on. We're going to have a talk. She's always fascinating. She's always really cuts right to the heart of what is going on. And she's going to do the same with Paris. So tune in and we'll be back with Kim Kirk. After these words. Summer, the best time of the year, usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices, and vacation disappears quicker than ice cream melts. But what if summer doesn't have to come with a scorching price tag? What if there's another way? With IKEA, your plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. Here, everyone can have lounge chair access, no reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, we have all the essentials you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Dreamy getaways can mean the perfect reading nook right outside your window, picnic in the shade, or taking your morning coffee to meet the morning sun. Really, any meal tastes better outside. Create that summer escape for family and friends and start planning a better, more affordable summer right now. You can be the host with the most and the least worries. This summer, make your doorstep the perfect vacation destination with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. It's a literal pro, and it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, Scott.
Kim Kirk. Hi, how are you doing?
Hi.
Good to see
you
again.
How are
you? I'm so glad you could join us. Listen, we got to get into this Paris storyline. It's jangling my brain around a little bit. You know, how would you describe Paris, first of all?
Paris. She's so polarizing. And I know you have such adoration for her because I've been listening to the podcast. Paris reminds me of, and I have affection for her, but I've watched the series several times.
Mm-hmm.
So I know the trajectory of her story.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not surprised when you react to her that way, because the signs that she's putting off would evoke those feelings.
Yeah.
She doesn't put off as a safe person. And so I don't know if this is a good example, because it's a dated movie, but one example that comes to mind is Glengarry Glen Ross.
You
ever seen that movie?
Sure.
Yeah, that iconic scene with Alec Baldwin, where "always be closing" is, you know, it's very foul.
Mm-hmm.
The language is, it's not safe for work kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But it's basically if you get to this destination, you will get this. And
right.
If you don't meet this destination, you will be annihilated. And you can imagine, you know, my Glengarry, like, I don't know how relatable that is to a lot of, or if that's a good analogy or not with people, but it's another analogy I think of with Paris is if she was like injected with some serum and she's got to get to this destination in this period of time, or your whole family will die and you will die. It's that level of laser focus in everything.
Mm-hmm.
Everything in my path is either going to be a support or it's going to be against me.
Right.
And you're either with me or you're against me. And it's that absolute.
Right.
So like you said, when we compare her to somebody like Rory, and they may be equals intellectually, Rory has, especially with Lorelai and then with the town, and then we've added in her grandparents, she has people for her. We're cheering her along. We want this for her.
Mm-hmm.
We celebrate this with her. She knows she's smart, but there's also safety internally.
Yeah.
And it's like Paris's safety is going to be, like you said, if I get to this destination, then I will live.
Right. What an important and insightful analysis, because if you don't have that safety, you can fail miserably. I mean, you can still succeed, but at what price to others around you? But yeah, that safety is so crucial.
But that safety also allows you to make mistakes.
Yeah.
Because I know if I make a mistake, which is critical, it's not just going to happen. It's necessary to happen. Because if I make a mistake and I get back up again, I know I don't get annihilated.
Right.
I've got room to grow. I've got room to look around. And Paris is just so singly focused. And you made a good point as well. When I have no safety in here and I have no control, I am going to seek it out externally. Mm-hmm. And that's what she does. Mm-hmm. She seeks it out externally, mm-hmm. which is, you know, she's young. She's a teenager. They're dysregulated. We're expecting her to be dysregulated. But anytime I see anybody that's absolutely desperate to exert control externally, I'm like, I know they feel powerless inside.
Right.
Absolutely powerless.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Right. Whew. Wow.
How's this landing? How is this landing for you? Because I know you've had some understandably, I don't want to say harsh, but very direct criticisms of her. And I think it's understandable, though. She doesn't put out the warm and fuzzy.
So some of it is due to it's not against Liza Wheel personally. I think she's a wonderful actress, wonderful, wonderful person.
She did a great job with that character.
She did a great job. Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's just, the thing I was reacting to was the character itself losing whatever value it had to threaten and intimidate Rory. Because as a currency, that character had a lot of power and started out as posing this really drastic threat. And then it became a little bit cartoonish for me. And I was disappointed in that, as the story progressed. And I just thought, wonder why they did that. So the criticism it's not against Paris. I guess it's, I don't know.
The writing maybe?
Maybe. I thought okay. They just went a little overboard and made Paris so off the charts, ridiculous, wacko, off the wall without allowing us to have, I think it would have been more powerful storytelling if we had a little bit of compassion for her. If we knew a little bit more about her, give us a little background and not just one shot of her mother at a locker who's detached and is kind of pissed because she has to be there or whatever. But, give us something that we can hang our hat on so we can just see another dimension of Paris. That's all I was saying. You don't need a lot.
Yeah.
Just give me something instead of this cart. Now she's getting just completely ridiculous and you kind of laugh at her instead of with her at times. And I didn't want to do that.
And I see, what you're talking about on some of the other characters on the show, the supporting stuff like a Taylor and a Kirk, where they just kind of come in, they're exaggerated. I know people will say they recognize those kind of people from their town. They're usually exaggerated, but they are kind of cartoonish. Mm-hmm. They kind of come in and zip out. Mm-hmm. And her, she's going to be a much more substantive character on this show. So I think
all of the characters are. I think all of the characters elevated and not necessarily cartoonish, mm-hmm. but they do come in. They do sort of exist in this sort of unreality. I mean, have you ever known? Can you even imagine in real life a Rory and a Lorelai with all the banter going back and forth, walking to a diner? I mean, or the conversations they have. In front of the gazebo and going to the diner.
A version of that.
Okay. Right. Right.
Yeah. Not so well choreographed.
Right.
And of course, this banter that there's no us and trail off or distraction. Yeah. Yeah.
It's just so perfect and well written, right? It's just so neat.
Yeah.
So yeah, I mean, I think they're training the audience to expect, a heightened reality. It's called fiction. Dummy, it's called fiction. So this begs another conversation about winning. Is it healthy?
What is it? What's the famous all things in moderation?
Right.
All things in well, because, like your point is getting into Harvard, it's an amazing goal.
Mm-hmm.
But then what? We've known people that have worked really, really hard to achieve something so specific, and then they get there, and then what? Is the if her goal is, I'm going to get to this destination and I will finally be loved, mm-hmm. and it's not met, then what happens?
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Then what happens? That single focus. And when you were talking about, like, is winning everything, it is to her right now.
It is now, yeah.
But what is that? But she's 16 too, which then we bring in, wouldn't it be nice for someone who's not 16, who much older than 16, could give her some perspective that she can't see right now?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You're going to burn yourself out.
Yeah.
You're going, yeah. She's, you know, I look at Paris and she's like simultaneously attacking and defending at the same time. So you may go, you know, I want to help her. And then you go over there and you get the part of her that's really suspicious of what do you want? And you might go, all right, I'm out. So it's kind of that self-perpetuating problem of I want this, but I'm so protected of myself that I'm actually pushing it away. And she can't see that either. So,
mm-hmm. You know, we see Paris often giving Rory the secrets to her success. Why is she doing that if she's a rival?
That's always, I heard you post that before. It's interesting because I wonder that too. Like, is she, I think, I always wonder too, like before Rory got there, how many other rivals has she just, you know, knocked aside? Madeline and Louise to me are more support staff.
Yeah.
Ladies in waiting versus friends. They're not really friends though.
Mm-mm.
So I always wonder with Rory, maybe there's a level of, and you were an athlete and, you know, like very driven. Is there a level of, does it take you to a higher level when you've got a good competitor? Is that one aspect of it? And is there another aspect that part of her likes Rory? Part of her wouldn't mind if Rory, like there can only be one. But maybe it'd be nice if you kind of hung around with me on this race. Inevitably, I'm going to win, but maybe it's kind of nice to have you around. So I don't know. It's an interesting question. So that's kind of how I view it. Like there's a lot of mixed feelings about it, but I think she kind of likes her.
I think it's the first time she's felt threatened that somebody could overtake her.
Mm-hmm. Rory hasn't backed down yet.
Rory is so emotionally mature because she's pretty much had to raise her mother at times. I mean, who's the parent and who's the child in that relationship? I think it switches back and forth, right?
Yeah.
So Rory has a tremendous amount of experience dealing with overwrought emotions coming from a caregiver, you know, her mother. So here she's dealing with a 16-year-old when she's been dealing with, you know, her mother her whole life. Because, you know, you can only imagine the outbursts and the insecurities and the conversations that don't get written about or appear on the series, if you're taking this that seriously. But in Paris's case, I think, you know, I think Rory sees her as somebody at this point who she has dismissed on a certain level as this girl really isn't a rival. This girl is not my enemy. This girl's going to provide me a chance to show the same level of compassion and emotional maturity that I've had to show to get through certain periods of my life with my mother, my own mother. So I have experience in this field. And now she's to the point where like this Paris is so toxic that I do need to create distance. I can't, she realizes she can't be friends with her. And Paris is on a completely different track. Like still trying to ingratiate herself, still trying to have a friend. Because if she's rejected by Rory, I mean, that's like being rejected by her mother or her father. You know, it's the same level of rejection and disappointment and self-loathing. And she doesn't want to experience that. So she's just fighting so hard to keep Rory in the fold. And she's doing it in her inimitable style, showing up at the door.
It's a really interesting in perspective of that. I wonder too, Rory's not really scared of her.
No.
Like she, you know, she was taken aback by her.
Not anymore.
Initially. And she stood up to her a couple of times and, you know, just like anybody else that you're around, There's all bark and no bite. She bites a little bit, but she hasn't bitten hard enough yet that Rory has been injured by that. And she's, every time she's stood up for herself, it seems to have worked with Paris to a degree. I can't completely let go that they kind of like each other on some level. They get each other. I think she, you know, initially, no, I don't think they liked each other. Wasn't much there, but there's some connection there that they're having that's unspoken. And maybe neither one of them are that aware of it yet. The competition part is interesting for them. I would imagine they kind of keep each other in check. And I think you're right too, about Paris doesn't think Rory's going to win, but
she could,
as this season is showing, you're seeing her getting a little bit more uncertain about that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You're saying that, but what was your question?
Maybe Rory sees a little bit of her mom in Paris.
Interesting. I brought this up last time I talked to you guys, and I don't know how this lands with y'all. Paris reminds me a lot of Emily.
She does.
She reminds me a lot of Emily.
She really does.
What about like on the Bracebridge dinner? You remember when Lorelai was making the rounds and she goes by and her dad's, you know, being unusually gracious and appreciative of this dinner. And Emily goes, "You need to press your dress." And then, and then she goes around and she checks on Paris, and then Paris points out everything that's inaccurate about the period.
There you go.
I was almost like, and Lorelai just kind of, okay. So I wonder too if Emily's not competing with Rory.
Mm-mm.
So it's a different relationship. But like what your point is, not just mom, but grandma, these may not be scary people to her.
Mm-hmm. Right.
She may.
Right.
Yeah. She may be like,
been there, done that.
Yeah.
You know, seen tougher versions than you.
Yeah. And she's able to communicate with, if you notice, she's kind of able to hone in some places with Paris where she calms all of herself down and they can have like a real quick human to human contact.
Right.
And then Paris kind of resumes wherever she's at. Yeah. So there's something there. I think there's a lot there. Maybe we're both right.
Summer, the best time of the year, usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices, and vacation disappears quicker than ice cream melts. But what if summer doesn't have to come with a scorching price tag? What if there's another way? With IKEA, your plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. Here, everyone can have lounge chair access, no reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, we have all the essentials you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Dreamy getaways can mean the perfect reading nook right outside your window, picnic in the shade, or taking your morning coffee to meet the morning sun. Really, any meal tastes better outside. Create that summer escape for family and friends and start planning a better, more affordable summer right now. You can be the host with the most and the least worries. This summer, make your doorstep the perfect vacation destination with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like Eco Eye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
What, in your experience, when you have had patients that are like Paris, what ultimately ends up happening to them as they get older?
Well, I haven't worked with anyone quite like her, but I've worked with driven people. And if, in my world, what are you wanting to work on is what they're coming in for. So I'm not going to tell people where they need to be, where they need to go. But when I see somebody like her and we're able to really look inward and see what's going on and see what's important about this behavior, would it be nice if we could turn this down and turn this up? They're incredibly powerful people. Mm-hmm. Incredibly powerful people. If they don't do anything different, then I would see the trajectory of just complete total burnout and disappointment and trying to find something else to chase. And I mean, your body when you're 16 will give you energy to do this, mm-hmm. but it'll stop after a while. It's kind of like your body gets kind of smart about, no, we did that before and I got nothing for that. I'm not doing that anymore. So it's almost like an addiction, like addictive behavior, where we see the person with the addiction get up at all hours in the morning and walk from wherever to wherever to seek something. And we're like, where did that energy come from? But at some point it's not sustainable. I would love to have that level of confidence that she has.
Well, that just comes from hard work. That comes from just sheer grit and studying and reading over and over and over. I mean, she just nails everything because she has to.
But she's not afraid, and maybe this is something you can identify with too, maybe on the both athlete and the actor parts of you. She's not afraid of you telling her no. She's going to do it anyway.
Yeah.
I mean, that's an admirable thing, especially for a lot of females, though. We're not as, I can't speak for a lot of people, I can speak for myself, not as comfortable with that. So that's pretty admirable, though, to she's going to do it anyway. Now, she can encroach upon your boundaries and basically bust down the door, and that's going to get her in trouble, and it's not going to make her a very likable person to you. But if you could turn some of that down and turn up maybe some of her sense of whose space am I in? Mm-hmm. There's other people around, volume of her voice. But if we could calibrate some of these, she's an incredibly powerful person that would be unstoppable with anything, right? I mean, that's my opinion.
Yeah.
What do you think?
No question. But she has displayed a very vulnerable side, a very needy side as well. So it's one of the, you get one or the other, and you rarely get the vulnerable side, but it's there.
She's in the absolute. Yeah. That's not safe though.
Right.
And where do we normally see the vulnerable side with her? When do you see it? When have you seen it?
Well, when she's out of her element, when she's surrounded by Rory's people, the Bracebridge dinner is a perfect example. Again, family encroaches in this episode where, no, I can't celebrate with you afterwards and do what you want to do, that nutty stuff, go over everything afterward. I have family. We were going to go back.
It was like, this is absurd.
Right.
Here it is. Do this. Right.
That's she's not considering anybody else. And like we have these, she doesn't have family obligations. She's not busy with family. Doesn't exist for her.
No.
Yeah.
No.
And that's not safe for her. Interesting. Just fascinating. Fascinating.
And then, and it's interesting where, it's the show, we're set in Stars Hollow, so it's kind of obvious, but, but it's interesting where she feels safe, or the same places that Lorelai feels safe, and the same places that Rory was brought up. and has this inherent sense of safety.
Right. Right.
In this quirky little town with these people that just like you. Mm-hmm. They just like you for you.
Yeah.
Celebrate with you. Yeah. But in Paris's in her just being, it's funny because she, you know, like Rory may ask her a question. It's just a question. Why do you want to know that? You know, it's like, before I answer, wait a minute, what is this for? So she, you know, she, I think Paris can't perceive that you don't have an agenda.
Right.
I have an agenda.
Real trust issues. Yeah.
But I have an agenda. You all have an agenda. Yeah. Which is a very young way of thinking too. Kind of how kids think. I'm talking about teenagers, but it's a very, very young way. Mm-hmm. I think this way. I like chocolate ice cream. Why don't you like chocolate ice cream? Doesn't right. make any sense to me. Right. And so Paris, you'll see that almost that little girl part come out too.
Right.
So
right.
lots of ages, but yeah.
Yeah. That's a case of arrested emotional development for sure. Yeah. Her brain is developing, but her emotional IQ is very low.
It's very, very, very young.
Yeah.
And it doesn't have, and again, it's hard to grow. And I think we talked about this before when we were talking about Lorelai. It's hard to grow mm-hmm. when there's not safety. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't, and Paris doesn't play. You don't play when there's not safety. You don't really get curious. You know, we'd say she's brilliant and she studies, but that's not really curiosity. Mm-mm. That's learn this, know this.
Right.
Recite this back to
right.
me. You know, that's not curiosity.
It's learning, learning for the wrong reasons.
It's important.
Right.
But it's not all there is, though. But right. it's not safe for her. Again, it's not safe for her to do those. And it's not even on the radar. She is like this laser-pointed armored car, very sensitized alarm system with every type of defense on it that just plows through on mm-hmm. a fast track, the fastest track possible to Harvard.
Right. Whatever Harvard says, I'm going to do, and I'm going to be a yes. manufactured person.
Yes.
Yes.
And then we, like we, like you were asking, you know, what's inside of her head. I don't know if she's ever thought about what happens the day after. What happens the next day?
Right, right. Doesn't think about the consequences. Doesn't think long-term. There's no long-term thinking. Interesting. No, Kim, we have to break it off for this session. Fascinating. It's always fascinating to talk to you. I could talk to you for hours and hours and hours. My thank God. Anyway, thank you for coming on.
Thank you. Thank you for having
it's
me.
It's always the most interesting part of this. And I'd love to have you back again. And all the best to you. We'll see you next time, okay?
Thank you so much.
All right.
Thank you, Scott. I'll keep listening.
A lot of fun. Thank you so much. Don't forget, follow us on Instagram at IAmAllInPodcast and email us at Gilmore@iHeartRadio.com. Oh, you Gilmore fans, if you're looking for the best cup of coffee in the world, go to my website for my company, ScottyP.com, ScottyP.com, ScottyP.com. Grade one specialty coffee.
Summer, the best time of the year, usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices. But what if there was another way? With IKEA, your summer plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. At IKEA, everyone can have lounge chair access. No reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, they have all of the essentials that you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Start planning a better summer with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget.
The hit movie Bob Marley One Love is now streaming on Paramount Plus. Celebrate the life of an icon who inspired generations with his message of love, peace, and unity. Rated PG-13. Head to ParamountPlus.com/OneLove to try it free now.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.